Pele has joined us and you this hour on Sports Byline. When you came to the United States to play with the North American Soccer League, there was some people that said you came as a mercenary, that you were getting a large salary. Did you actually throw away that type of criticism and just say, hey, soccer is my life and soccer is the game I love?
For example, today, you see the players, you know, what they get, you know, what the money they get now with all the sponsors, with all the TV commercials. They make a lot of money. The tennis players, they make money only to participate in the tournament. They don't need to win. They have their own money. You see now the soccer players to play in Italy, to play in Spain, to play in France, they get a $10 million, $8 million, $5 million. You know, I never worry about that. Always I want to play to give my best to the public. If I come to the field, I want to be, you know, in good shape. I want to give a spectacle. I want to win the game. That was my philosophy of life. And, you know, some people doesn't understand that. But this is my way to live.
Tell everybody around the country how big the World Cup actually is, because I don't think in this country we have a full appreciation. I grew up in Europe, so I was familiar with soccer at a very young age. But put it into perspective from your view.
Listen, the people, sometimes they don't understand really what means World Cup, because they think about, you know, the local, you know, tournament, and they forget about the put the world together, because the World Cup is means to get, you know, 155 or 156 countries to participate in one tournament. Then, just a joke here, I'm going to say, because sometimes I tease, I have a lot of friends in New York. They are baseball fans. And then when they play the final in baseball, they say the World Series of baseball, they play only with the American team.
Nothing world about it, is
no,
it?
Exactly. Then sometimes I tease them. I say, no, World Cup is different. And you see now we have the World Cup in the United States. It's a very important to the people, very important to the country. Business-wise, is very important because the large amount of, you know, business you can do, you bring, you know, a lot of business for the country. This is very important, and then the people should be aware on that. And then the American people, always, they are in big, you know, big events. And this World Cup is the biggest event, sport of the world. Then this means a lot for American too.
Yeah, I think if you took the World Series, the NBA Championship, the World Series, and the Super Bowl, and put it all together, then you're really talking about something like an event like the World Cup.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. If you put the bowls together, you know, I think it is not the half of the World Cup. no doubt about it. Then it's important to the people who, you know, love sport. Doesn't matter what kind of sport. Now we talk about soccer. But the people who love sport is very important.
One quick question before I go. How does Pele's son become a goaltender in soccer? How did you ever let that happen?
Listen, it's very, very difficult for me, very hard to tell you. But, you know, I could not change his mind. I told him. I try, because he was a good midfield. He was a very good midfielder. He used to play in college in New York. Then he started to play basketball. And then they went to Brazil. He, you know, played a goalkeeper that he signed with Santos. Then I used to tell him, listen, 25 years, your father make the goalers suffer. You know, I score a lot of goals. Now you're going to take goals. Don't do that. But I don't know. Maybe he doesn't want to be compared. You know, the pressure, I think maybe this was the main reason.
That's a very good point. Next time we get together, I want to ask you about that type of pressure. But I promise the fans around the country, I'll let them talk to you. Seattle, Pete, go ahead. You're first up with Pele.
Yes, good evening, Ron. And Mr. Pele, is it?
Yes, my pleasure.
All right, great. You know, I only caught the tail end of your discussion, but I was kind of curious, so what do you do with your time now?
Oh, of course, I have a, you know, a lot of things to do, and I still stay with Warner Communications, the Warner of Cosmos, no? Now is the time in life. I have a contract with them for 6 months. I spend in New York, in the United States, I do promotion. You know, we have a soccer clinic of America in New York with the kids. And then 6 months, I stay in Brazil, in South America. And sometime, I spend 1 month in Europe with FIFA because we have a program there. I am a director of the Fair Play, the soccer youngs. This means, you know, play fair. And then I become in, with FIFA in this program too. And besides that, I do a lot of commercials. In Brazil, I have a radio station too, you know. radio station in Santos, São Paulo, where I, you know, I run there. Others business I do. But my main thing is involved with soccer.
Well, I'll tell you, no free time on your hands. Richmond, Virginia. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, so I was wondering what, by the way, good evening. I was wondering what Pele's opinion is of indoor soccer league, and I think they have something instituted where they have a different point values on different areas.
Right, let me get a response because I got a lot of people. What about indoor soccer? How do you view that?
I think is today, you know, in the big cities like United States, like New York, for example, in Europe, you know, you didn't have too much space to play. Like Africa, they have space to play soccer. I think indoor is very, very important. We play a lot of indoor soccer in Brazil. By the way, I play indoor soccer too when I start to play. My 14, 15 years old, I play indoor soccer. We have now two kind of indoor. We have one is the one we play here in the United States with the wall. And then we have another they call futsal, is indoor with the lines. The ball go off. But I think this is a very, very important. I think it's make the kids, make the player become very skillful, you know. It's a good.
Okay, Charlotte, North Carolina, Fernando.
Hey, good evening. I have a couple of comments. Questions.
Well, I'll tell you what, just ask a question, Fernando, because I got a lot of people.
Good enough. Pele, I have a brother who's getting an opportunity, a tryout with Nacional of Uruguay this coming month. I want you to tell me, so that I can pass to him some advice you might give him as a 17-year-old trying on a team like that. And my question is, how can we popularize soccer better for the people of the United States? Us from around the world understands soccer. How do we make it better for the people of the United States? Two questions, please.
Okay. I think your brother, you know, he's in a very good school because Uruguay is one of the best schools. Uruguay, they are very strong in soccer. He started very well. I think it's good he stayed there. Nothing against. About the soccer in the United States, I think soccer is a reality here. Of course, the people don't know well because we don't have a strong league. Because if you know, we have more than 20 million kids who play soccer in the United States. This is a reality here. Now, to become well-known, I think we need a strong league.
Okay, Richard, you're in Wheeling, West Virginia. Nice to have you with us on Sports Byline with Pele.
Hello, Pele. That last guy just asked my question, so I'll just ask you another one that I was going to ask. In other sports like baseball, basketball, football, hockey, boxing, there are superstars whose names stand out, but there are other names still people know. But in soccer, the only name that I ever heard of is the great Pele. I just wonder why it is you don't hear of anybody else, or you're just the only
one. Good question.
Yeah, then when you talk about the United States, yes. But anyway, you have some name you know, like Maradona, like Beckenbauer, no, like Cruyff, no, Bob Charlton, and George Best. I know the American people know those names. You know, also we have you know, some American players who play and are well known here. By the way, if you think in that, it's okay. But if you see an American, you know, football players, if you go to Italy, to Brazil, to England, you ask some name of baseball players who is a big name here, they don't know that. It's the same, you know. The American is different when you stay in a country where they have their own sport. You have big names. But anyway, I think in the future, no doubt, sport, soccer, going to be part of the American family. Then everybody will know big names there, too.
Okay, Mickey, your turn.
How's it going, Pele?
Good, Mickey.
I want to ask you, what do you think the single most important reason why there hasn't been a successful professional soccer league in the U.S., even though, like you said earlier, it's played by over 20 million?
That's a good question, Mickey. I don't know why it has not caught on. Of course, the NASL, as you know, in the 70s seemed like it was on the way. What's happened to professional soccer in this country?
Well, I think the big mistake from the league, from the people who run the league in 74, 75, 77, where they have the big boom, you know, where we used to get a nice crowd. Just for example, we used to get median 20,000, fans. This is very good in median for the tournament. Cosmos used to have a median 45 because we have a 62,000 every game. 45, 72, we fooled the giant stage. I think the biggest mistake from the league was, first of all, they didn't make a deal with the TV, because I don't understand any sport in the United States without support of the median of TV. Then I think this was very, very, very big mistake. The second mistake was, when we have the good league, we have 12 franchise. Then they put 12 more, they blow
expanded
up.
Too expanded too much.
Expanded for
yeah.
24 franchise. Then become very difficult, you know, long traveling. The team become weak. Then they lose their power. These two mistakes, I think, was the main reason why the league doesn't, you know, go. But as I told before, they get this experience. After the World Cup, they start with the new league. I think they're going to, you know, resolve this problem.
Of all the things that you've accomplished in sport over the years, Pele, what is the one that means the most to you?
Listen, I think maybe in general I can tell you the most important for me was the opportunity who soccer gave to me to make friends all over the world and to get my door open all over the world. I am, I think, one of the few people who can say, listen, where I go, I have a job.
An outstanding athlete, but more importantly, a world-class gentleman as well. Pele, thank you for spending some time, and I appreciate it. Take care of yourself, okay?
Thank you very much. And to the American people who I know, I get all the love. Keep the ball rolling.
Pele with us and you this hour on Sports Byline as we continue across the country and around the world on the Armed Forces Radio Network on Sports Byline USA.
I hope you enjoyed this special Sports Byline interview. For more interviews, visit sportsbyline.com. I'm Ron Barr.